Live event and performance spaces are beginning to make a big comeback after being closed due to the pandemic. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Something the majority of individuals have missed during the COVID-19 pandemic are live theater and musical performances. The good news is live event spaces are beginning to reopen their doors with audiences safely in mind. Erin Glasnovich, executive director for the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, says COVID-19 has forced them to think creatively when it comes to fulfilling their mission of providing entertainment.
We are a very small 4-person staff here at the Orpheum. We also, you know, have been performers for a good portion of our lives. We got together at the Baby Grand Piano here on stage, and we've been putting out what we call musical mixtapes on our YouTube channel so that people get a little bit of entertainment from afar with show tunes and jazz standards and things like that.
Certain local Peoria entertainment spaces were just opening up for the very first time when the pandemic hit. The Broadway Lounge is one such establishment. Broadway Lounge owner Andrew Driscoll says that after a few different attempts to open the event space for performances and not meeting expectations, they chose to hold off on any performances for several months. But Driscoll says they are now slowly but surely beginning to reopen.
I guess this would be the reopening that we're doing. Officially, we started the double reopening March 16th. Because of the phase that we're still in, I decided that I was going to reopen in our own phases. We reopened starting last week for Tuesday through Friday for a lunch service. April 9th, we will have our first show back in.
Brian Garnett, theater events manager at Five Points Washington, says that safety has been at the heart of the entire reopening process at the multi-use event space. Garnett says that the health department and local law enforcement are consulted with before every event.
The response we've had from the attendees at events has been great. They've said they appreciate us providing some type of entertainment, for those that are just really excited about seeing more live entertainment. They're excited about the future.
Erin Glasnovich, executive director for the Orpheum Theater, says that not performing live has also been hard on performers. She says that this time away from theaters and event spaces has proved how essential live performances and entertainment are for a community and an individual's overall well-being.
And I didn't even realize, you know, how much I needed that audience interaction, going to the events, the social interaction, until it was gone. And it's one of those things that I think that a lot of people don't truly realize how much the arts can impact their life until it's no longer accessible.
Broadway Lounge owner Andrew Driscoll says that a lot of event space owners feel that there are still a lot of things unknown about the future in terms of individuals and their comfort level when it comes to attending events. However, Driscoll says that he is still hopeful for what the future will bring.
So much of it is just going to depend on what the next couple months look like, not just in terms of what we're allowed to do, but what people's comfortability, where that is. Because we'll have opportunities for people, but if those opportunities aren't taken, then the entity will only be able to give it the old college try for so long. So that question mark still exists, but I am approaching from a position of hope. I'm very encouraged right now and so excited to start re-engaging with the audience and customers that we've been missing.
All of the owners and directors of live event spaces are asking for patience from patrons during the reopening process and to trust that it will all be worth the wait. For more information on local performance spaces schedules, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
To learn more about these venues and how the pandemic has required some creative thinking to reopen safely, find Olivia's story on WCBU.org.